We're going to a bowl game. Okay, here's some stats. Here's some facts. Here's some things. Here's my life. Here's the things that are happening right now in front of me. The last time I got to do this whole "we're going to a bowl game" thing, in a late season victory over Northwestern at Wrigley Field, was in this exact spot in the driveway. The last time we really played well on the road was at Northwestern to beat Fitzy in the Wrigley game. So much is coming together. They're going to a bowl game. This team won 3 of 5. 9-point underdogs on the road. Okay. My dog's here. I'm just throwing the stick forward. We're just having a good time in the backyard. So, what? Do you understand how injured this team is right now? Like, I didn't write about it this week because I have this weird thing. Like, you know, like Teddy Greenstein follows me on Twitter and he's going to read it and like talk to Fitzy and be like, "Oh, hey, they're a blogger." You know, remember Fitzy's little blogger comment? They lost to Cal and he's like, "Hey, well, good job by the Cal bloggers for not telling us they're doing a Q2 QB system." I bet Fitzy reads a lineup board. I bet he totally does. So I didn't even want to write anything this week about, do you understand if Bentley and Barton are out? Do you understand how thin we are in the secondary? Do you understand we can't have anybody injured? Then Darius Mosley gets injured. Caleb Day, who's already banged up, has to come in and play, even though he's banged up. Quanning's basically a starter, a walk-on, who was third string at the beginning of the year. You're missing three starting defensive linemen from the beginning of the year. You're missing, you know, Hill went out for a bit. O'Connor came in. We were out of offensive linemen. Like, if O'Connor got hurt there when Hill came out, I guess there's Chris Bowles, but he's never played. That's the only option we have on the interior. We're just out unless you pull Allegretti's red shirt on the final game. So it's just this crazy, like, you don't understand how banged up this team is. And it's not really an excuse because it's not like 2012 when they, like, specific positions, they lost 3 guys and so you didn't have anybody and you had to pull somebody from a different position. You know, there's depth. It's just a lot of second stringers playing. And this team, that banged up against a Northwestern team that owned Notre Dame, Northwestern at home in their stadium playing for a bowl, Luntz ineffective after his injury, O'Toole comes in and leads us to a bowl game? Lucy, what is it? What are you barking at? What is it? Is it because Illinois is going to a bowl game? Is it because Illinois is going to a bowl game? Huh? Is it? Yeah? Are you excited? Yeah. I'm excited too. Yeah. Where do you think we're going to go? Where? Detroit? I don't want to go to Detroit. No. Let's go to, what do you say, Dallas? Heart of Dallas Bowl. Say Heart of Dallas Bowl. Okay, thank you. So, what am I doing? What am I doing? My neighbors are going to be looking at me like I'm a fool. What am I doing? I'm going to a bowl game is what I'm doing. I told Craig and I told Steve back in August when we put this whole thing together, that we were going to have like 3 or 4 football writers and Martin, that I'm like, I need to pay cash or I can buy you a plane ticket to a bowl game. Because if we make a bowl, we're going to bring an Illini board contingent and we're going to attack that bowl game like no weak bowl game has ever been attacked. And now I'm flying Craig and Steve to Detroit or Dallas. Bitcoin Bowl. Steve wants the Bitcoin Bowl. Let's go to the Bitcoin Bowl. Is Michigan still losing? I don't know. So they would be a bowl ineligible. So it's between us and maybe Rutgers for the last bowl slot, and then there has to be another Big Ten, because I have to look this up because we're going to a bowl game. Oh my gosh, 2-4-6? Tim Beckman went 2-4-6? Is he going to go 2-4-6-8-10? Tim Beckman, are you going to go 2-4-6-8-10? No, because 2016 looks really bad. But O'Toole leads this? O'Toole and Donovan Young did this, okay? I want to recognize that. Austin Schmidt is playing like his 4th game at left tackle. My wife is staring at me. Don't laugh at me. I had Lucy barking. Okay, Austin Schmidt is like his 4th game. And then Teddy's out for the year, so we've flipped everybody around. We had Alex Hill at right guard for a while. We had Chris O'Connor at right guard. And we put up that many rushing yards on a Northwestern defense pretty decent against the run. What? Oh my gosh, I didn't stop pacing. I didn't. We were up 47-22. I don't even know. 47-20, whatever. With a minute 45 left, the game is totally over, and I'm still pacing. I'm like, give me to zero, give me to zero. I'm an I football fan. Give me to zero. Just give me to zero. Oh, this is so embarrassing. My wife is kind of like, he's a little off. And the dog is barking at me, and the neighbors are staring at me, and I don't care because I'm going to a bowl game, and my family. So as soon as Mason picked off the pass, I turned to my wife. I said, okay, I know. We planned a vacation from Christmas Day to the 5th of January in Colorado. I get it. I know it. I understand. I'm totally there for 10 of the 11 days. And for one of those days, baby, you and I, we're going to fly to Detroit and we're going to live it up. And you're going to go, we're going to jazz club. Is there a jazz club? There's somebody, a Motown club, something like that in Detroit. So we're going to go do that. And we're going to go to Detroit and we're going to play in the Quick Lane Bowl. And I don't care if it's Detroit. I don't care if it's 7 degrees below zero and it's snowing. I don't care. Because we're going to a bowl game. 3 weeks of practices. Lunt can get healthy and get his head right. We get all these players back next year. Tico Powell, Carroll Phillips, Kenny Nelson, Jalen Dunlap, Mike Svitina, all these defenders. I mean, that was basically a defense missing, I don't know, probably 10 of the preseason 22 on the depth chart. Like, both positions, I'll have to go look at it, but it's probably missing 11 of those 22 guys, maybe 10 or 11 of those 22. And that defense, what, 5 turnovers? Mason picks off a pass. He's played great the last few games. Jihad Ward gets it. My friend Tom sent me a text in, like, the third quarter. Like, the light bulb came on for Jihad Ward against Penn State. Like, Penn State, it's just like, oh, defensive end. Yes, I was a JUCO wide receiver, and I grew 36,000 pounds, and I'm this monster at 295 pounds, and I'm 6'7". But what do I do? How do I hold? Where does my left arm go when I'm shoving this guy right? Where's my foot? How do I read this tackle when he shuffle steps? And against Penn State, the light came on. And today was fantastic. And we're going to a bowl game. So I think it's Quick Lane in Detroit or Heart of Dallas in Dallas. And I think they're both on the 26th of December, which Christmas is on a Thursday, so it's Friday. So a lot of people going back to work after Christmas, Boxing Day. Illinois football playing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a work day. And I don't care. Because we're going to a bowl game. And we don't get to say that very much. So, I'll leave you with this. My friend Bill is an Ohio State fan. Grew up in Norwalk, Ohio. Huge Ohio State fan. Text me, like, when Braxton Miller went down, he just sent me this no, like, with 800 zeros. Because, is it a zero? It's a no. It's a no. 800 zeros. So he sent me this no, and we texted back and forth. And, like, he was always, when we were both recruiting Bailey and JT Barrett, we've had this little Bailey JT Barrett thing for a couple years. Like, I've always said Bailey's going to be the better quarterback, and he always said, no, I don't care if JT Barrett was ranked one spot behind him in Rivals. Bailey's not going to be Barrett, and, you know, obviously he wins this year. So where was I going with that? My friend Bill. Oh, okay. Like, if they don't make the playoff, if they go like 11-1 or 12-1 and don't make the playoff, I am so much happier with our season than he is with Ohio State season. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, if they finish 5th in that playoff rating, and heck, I don't know, they may have lost now. I saw Barrett was getting injured or something. I don't know. I was paying attention to our game. But if that happens, if they, like, just miss the playoff, he's more upset about this season than I am. 6-6, climbing back, winning 3 of the last 5 to go to a bowl game. I'm happy. It exceeds my expectations. Yes, there's a long way to go, but a bowl game in year 3, you know, the entire team back next year, you lose like 6 or 7 contributing seniors. Although after today, Riley O'Toole and Donovan Young and, you know, obviously. But anyway, that's my closing thought. 6-6, and I'm thrilled. I am going to a bowl game. Go Liners.